Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Nish. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
So when we talk about chief of perfusion, I've never heard that term before. What does that mean? Because I was about to say chief of percussion.
This is very, very common. We're a very small, highly specialized healthcare profession. There's actually only 50 of us in the province and 300 of us all across Canada.
Oh, so, wow.
We're not very well known. We're primarily, we are part of the open heart team. And what our function is we support patients on the heart-lung machine. That's the most common term that people understand. So for open heart surgery, the surgeon needs to be able to work with a heart that's not moving. What we do, the surgeon will put tubes into the heart, and that will hook up to our machine. We can take the blood away from the patient, and we can process it and put it back to the patient and completely take over the function of the heart and lungs. That's a very simplified
way of describing it.
But what we allow is for the heart and lungs to be able to be stopped during the surgery so that the surgeon can perform his surgery. So for the whole length of time, one of my team members or myself, we will be supporting the patient. So we will pump the blood for them and oxygenate the blood and put it back for them.
Wow.
So that's our bread and butter of our profession. We do other things outside of the OR. So we support other departments like the cardiac cath lab,
right.
The emergency department, the ICUs. We have a smaller version of the heart-lung machine, which is called ECLS, or extracorporeal life support. Other terms.
That's a mouthful.
It is. Yeah. ECMO is another terminology. It's an older terminology that was used, or extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. So you can see why we go to the acronyms.
So when we talk about the perfusion side of things, how many years of med school is that? Because clearly, like you said, there's not a whole lot of you.
No.
So it's a very specialized field, even within the whole medical side of things.
Correct. It did actually evolve from cardiac surgeons. And then it just evolved in such a, it becomes so large and specialized mm-hmm. that they actually had to create another profession. So perfusion came from that. For a perfusionist, education-wise, you need a Bachelor of Science degree. From there, then you need to go to a specialized training program. There's two in Canada which are Canadian, one in Mitchell, Ontario. And then BCIT is actually one of the most recent ones that we've developed kind of produce more perfusionists, because there's so few, and we want to kind of develop our own population of perfusionists in BC.
Mm-hmm.
With the cost of housing and all that, it's good to kind of train locally. So BCIT is a program where we develop 7 people every 2 years, and it's a 2-year program.
Mm.
So you can get into a very highly specialized field of healthcare. Very exciting field of healthcare within a very short period of time. So Bachelor of Science, 2 years, and then you're in the field.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not as lengthy as one would imagine the whole field of medicine.
No. It's the 2 years is very, very, very hard.
Yes, it's very intense.
Yeah, so the first year is pretty didactic. It's all the didactic work. But we're looking for mature students, so that can be done at a distance learning portion. So we get a lot of applicants that are already in the healthcare. So respiratory therapists, nurses, we have people from the lab. So we can get a full range of already healthcare professionals that want to go into something more advanced. So the first year is didactic, and then the last year is a very intense 12 months of clinical rotation.
Wow.
Very intense. But when they come out, very skilled, and it's a good profession.
So what does a day look like, a typical day for you?
A typical day, we start very early, at the Royal Columbian. Our team is in at 6:45 in the morning, an hour before the patient even comes into the room. And that's because we need to take the time. The heart-lung machine is quite sophisticated, pieces of equipment. So there's a lot of calibrations that needs to be done. It has to be primed and debubbled and has to be all prepared so that if anything occurs and the patient comes in the room, we're ready to kind of
mm-hmm.
To go on. So there's a lot of prep work.
You mentioned that Royal Columbian Hospital sometimes is dealing with patients from other hospitals.
Correct.
With the use of a portable heart and lung machine, which is called the ECLS.
Correct.
And I just wanted to know, when we talk about this particular ECLS, if you can break it down as to what it stands for one more time, and then also how common this is for the Royal Columbian Hospital to do this, to collaborate with other hospitals.
Well, there again, ECLS is extracorporeal life support. Royal Columbian Hospital, we do these approximately 6 to 12 times a year to go to other sites. This kind of evolved from back in 2010 when we were asked to go to Surrey to support a young patient that was in severe distress in the OR that could not be transported safely. So at that time, we were asked, is there anything that we could do? We had never done anything like this before because all of our gear is not mobile. It's
right.
Meant to be in the OR.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got an incredible team at the Royal Columbian, and asked them, said, we've got to make an attempt. So within 20 minutes, we gathered everything we thought we would need. We ran down to the emergency to grab an ambulance and realized our gear wouldn't fit into the ambulance, never had tried it. So we commandeered a wheelchair taxi, believe it or not.
Wow.
And went over to Surrey. And long story short is we managed to put him on to bypass. We brought him back to the Royal, stabilized him, brought him back to the Royal Columbian, and he survived. And so from there, I had a paramedic background. So it was like, well, okay, now we know we can do it. How do we develop it? How can we move forward and do this safely? Because, you know, Royal Columbian supports 1.6 million people
right.
in a huge geographical area with mm-hmm. many hospitals. So how do we do this safely?
Right, right.
So we started the evolution. We developed, in conjunction with Furneaux International, a customized stretcher to be able to go in any of BC Ambulance's land craft or aircraft as well. And we were very fortunate. The foundation and the Fraser Health population helped to fund that. And in 2013, we actually purchased the first design stretcher. And I can say that, you know, what's gone on, it's been now marketed, you know, around the world. Kelowna has just bought one for themselves as well. And that allows us to kind of go now to any of the hospitals within our region. And I think last I've checked, we were still the first and only Canadian fully formatted ECLS retrieval team. So what I mean by that is that we're on call 24 hours a day. We have a full team. We have all of our gear is ready to go at a moment's notice. So nothing has to be put together. We just
Fantastic.
Get the call and we roll out.
Fantastic. So in terms of cost, what is the cost of this
for
the ECLS?
Well, for our stretcher alone was $50,000.
Wow.
That was it's the cost of that is because it's all had to go through all the aircraft aviation standards.
Right.
So there was quite a bit of a cost for that. The rest of the equipment is quite expensive as well because it is, you know, very sophisticated in life support equipment. Our drive units, which are the main pumps and all that, they're about $100,000 a piece.
Wow.
So, yeah, our toys are expensive, but, you know, they're vital and they're life-saving. And we've made quite a difference with this ECLS transport program. We have it now down to within, we can get a call, and within 2 hours, we've actually got the patient back to the hospital, gone out, stabilize them and brought them back. It's amazing what our team can do now.
No, absolutely. And it's so important what you just said, that the toys are expensive, but it makes the difference between life and death.
Yes.
And that's huge.